This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Washington Post is reporting at least 10 people are dead after a 51-year-old man went on a shooting rampage in the Canadian province of Nova Scotia on Sunday. It was Canada's deadliest attack in years. The report said the victims include a 23-year veteran of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Police said the suspect was also dead by the conclusion of the attack. The motive for the attack is still unclear. Coronavirus cases have surged past 2.3 million around the world, with the U.S. seeing steady increases, but some other countries reporting declining numbers. Johns Hopkins University says the United States has seen more than 743,000 cases and nearly 40,000 deaths. The U.S. is now the pandemic's epicenter. China, where this virus was first detected in December, reported 16 new cases on Sunday. South Korea reported just 8 new cases Sunday. It's the first time in months it has reported a single-digit case increase. But the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that 163 people who had the coronavirus have been reinfected, backing the World Health Organization's assertion that there is no evidence that people who have survived COVID-19 are immune to it. While the outbreak in East Asia may be dying down, the virus continues its march in other regions around the world. The United Nations Economic Commission for Africa said the pandemic could claim 300,000 lives in Africa this year. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sparred on Sunday on the shortfall in testing people for coronavirus in the United States. But they said they were close to a deal on more funding for small businesses shut by the pandemic to pay their workers and eventually reopen. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Bandits killed 47 people in coordinated attacks against several farming villages in northern Nigeria, the president's office and local police said Sunday. Men on motorbikes carried out organized and simultaneous attacks on the villages. That's according to Katsina State Police spokesman Gambo Issa in a statement. The pre-dawn raids on Saturday targeted villages in the Dutsenema, Danmuza, and Safana districts, he added. A spokesman for President Muhammadu Buhari confirmed the attack in a statement condemning the gunmen as bandits. Issa said members of the security forces, including soldiers and policemen, had deployed to the area on Sunday. Orthodox Christians observed the Easter holiday amid extraordinary coronavirus-related restrictions on services that forced many parishioners to watch services on television or online. Church leaders have struggled to figure out how to observe the April 19th holiday. It's the holiest day in the Orthodox calendar, while avoiding the spread of the coronavirus. Some local parishes have defied orders from public health officials and church leaders and vowed to allow people to attend services in person. In Russia and Ukraine, two of the biggest Orthodox denominations, priests in St. Petersburg and Kiev, held services beginning late on April 18th that were televised and shown online. A prominent Chinese human rights lawyer who was released 2 weeks ago after spending 4.5 years in prison for subversion has been prohibited from reuniting with his family for the second time after a 14-day quarantine period amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Wang Guangzhang's wife and rights groups fear the authorities are using the coronavirus pandemic as a pretext to continue holding him indefinitely under de facto house arrest, as has happened to many Chinese rights activists who completed their prison terms. Wang, a lawyer who had defended political activists and members of the banned Falun Gong sect, was released April 4th, but was barred from returning home by the authorities, who took him to his hometown Jinan in the eastern province of Shandong, 400 kilometers south of Beijing, for compulsory quarantine. The authorities told him upon his release he would be freed after 14 days of quarantine. However, on Sunday, the day when he should be free to go home, Wang was still banned from returning to Beijing, where his wife and 7-year-old son live. And Pyongyang has refuted a claim by Washington that Kim Jong-un sent a nice note to his American counterpart, Donald Trump. A statement from North Korea's Ministry of Foreign Affairs released Sunday called Trump's claims ungrounded and accused Washington of exploiting the two leaders' relationship. They've corresponded multiple times and met in person 3 times in the past year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. No.